Blog Talk Radio.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our show. See you then. Delivering the truth and exposing the lies. I am Diana.
And I am Russ.
I did the name of the show first, and I'm so used to doing it second. I was like, I didn't know what to say.
Oh,
what a
you
week.
Got lost there
oh
for
my.
A second, huh?
I did, yeah. I was a little late. I was, you know, I'm saying the dishes and doing the stupid stuff, you know, that I'll do on a daily basis, right? And I was like, wow, it's 7:30. You know, the day is being so long. I personally, myself, I don't need it to be light out at 9:30 at night. You know, I'd rather it be light in the morning. But the day is being so long, you know, you kind of lose track of time a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I know it's kind of weird. I love it. Being in Maine, I love in the summertime. I mean, the sun doesn't set till like 10:30 at night. And it is so cool. I think it is so great. I just love it being light all the time. But then in the wintertime, by 4:30, it's dark out. So, you know, give and take.
I remember when I was doing some training up in, I forget if it was Edmonton. It must have been Edmonton. It was real far up in Canada. And it was like I went there to train about water fasting. That was tough. That was a tough week. It was really expensive. We didn't eat nothing but water. But and it was light until like 1 in the morning. I mean, I had to put like a dark towel over my window because I'm like, I'm never going to sleep if, you know, it's just kind of light all the time. It's kind of strange. Whatever one is closer to Alaska, is that Vancouver or Edmonton? Whichever one is closer to Alaska, that's where I was. Look at the geographics of Canada there.
Yeah. Well, it's wild. It definitely can mess up your sleep schedule. But for me, I just love it light all the time. If it was up to me, we'd be it's spring in Florida weather all year round. That's what I like. Let's do that.
Ah, yes, Florida. Yes. And how many months do I have to go now? Well, it was supposed to be at the end of this month, right? And something threw a little loop in there. But hopefully by the end of the next couple months here, right?
Well, hopefully it'll all come together. Remember, save a room for me.
Yeah. Save a room?
Friends and family down
Let's
there.
Save a couple of them. Let's save a couple of them for you.
Well,
so
I
was trying to find. What? I was
I
trying to find.
One,
oh.
A couple of rooms.
Just you? Yes. Okay. know. See where my mind goes, Russ?
I know. Your mind is going. It's like the Hell 9000 geek joke.
Because we were just talking about Canada, and just to get right into the headlines, because I know my girlfriend's listening and she likes the headlines. I guess Toronto is, they're contemplating, right? Now, whenever they contemplate something, that pretty much means they're going to do it, especially if they make it public knowledge, right? I guess they're contemplating on implementing a rain tax for the residents. So I guess what's going to happen is the tax amount is going to correspond with the size of their property, obviously with larger properties being taxed more due to the contribution of rain runoff to the sewer system. Are you serious? So they're going to control, basically they're going to tax if you're using too much water, I guess, is basically what the bottom line of that is.
Yeah, it's just ironic. I mean, it's not like we have a lack of infrastructure, and it's just that the money that is available is being spent so badly. You know, that's the real problem. But they love putting more tax money, having more tax money flow, because the people at the very top, the oligarchs who actually benefit from that money, they love tax money. That's why they don't like retirees. That's why they spray name so hard. But that's why they, you know, if the money was used properly, these things wouldn't be a problem. But here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go, another tax, another reason for a tax, right?
Well, of course. I mean, I think, you know, this week New York State implemented New York State, New York City implemented that it was a $51.5 million worth of debit cards to be given to the illegals. And they're only allowed to use them for food and baby supplies. So I guess the average four-person family is getting an extra $350 a week. That's right, a week, not a month, $350 a week. So $1,400 a month, in addition to everything else that they're getting, their free housing, their free meals, their education, their free phones, whatever the else shit they're getting. Now they're going to have $1,400 a month in a debit card or, I don't know, food stamps or however they're going to distribute it. But that is just downright disgusting. Because there are people that are literally going to food banks to feed their families.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. I always like to zoom out and look at the big picture, because if you understand the big picture, understand why are they doing this, why are they doing things that are completely contrary to the American people's benefit? You know, I'm all for legally immigrating people, and it's really a more complicated issue because I know naturalization is really a process of making someone a citizen, and when you're a citizen, you're not sovereignty and all that stuff. That's a whole other discussion, and I totally agree with all of that. But from this layer of the onion, from within this layer of the onion, I like zooming out, looking at the big picture, and it's like it's all intentional. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Let's zoom out, because ruining the United States, financially depleting the United States, is part of bringing in a huge part, the pivotal part, the final move to bringing in global government, because then they'll blame it on freedom. The United States, the most free country in the world, fell because the people couldn't manage their own freedom, therefore there must be a central governing authority. So why are they doing all this destructive stuff that we all know is destructive to all of us and to the country as a whole? Not immigration itself, but the way that they're doing this. They're doing it in a very destructive way, and it's all for this reason.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, same reason. So, just to get off New York, because New York is just downright done and depressing. But we got to talk about the boat. You know, that's been obviously the big news this week with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And you know, there's a million and one conspiracies out there right now. And I'm going to tell you, I've watched the videos over and over from different angles. And there is no doubt in my mind that that was a planned demolition. No doubt. In fact, one of the videos, and I have it up right now, I should have sent that to you so you could have put it on the website. or on the website, deliveringthetruth.com. You guys could watch live on Rumble, too, although we're not on there on video quite yet, unless we change the time of the day. We might do that. But I've watched these videos over and over, and I don't know. I mean, there's hundreds upon hundreds of vessels that go through here a year, thousands. And something's not sitting right with me. There's one video where they're showing and pointing to what looks like it was detonated. You know, you could see the flames, you could see the sparks right before it fell. So something's just really, really off with it to me. I'm going to say that it is part of their attack to address and slow down the chain issue.
Supply.
I couldn't get it out. I'm saying train. Yeah. Yeah. It was like the post I made earlier this week, planes, trains, and automobiles, right? Like that old movie. Do you remember that movie? I think it was a John Candy.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, that was a big movie in its time, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like planes, trains, and bridges now because we have planes that are literally falling apart. So I feel like this is very much an inside job, an attack on our infrastructure.
Yeah. Italian, just so people don't know, I mean, the Port of Baltimore is the biggest handler of U.S. imports and exports of cars and light trucks, a lot of other things, too. It handled about 750,000 vehicles in 2023, and it's the largest U.S. port by volume for handling farm and construction machinery and agricultural products. It brings in things through Port of Baltimore, a lot of things for Home Depot, Bob's Furniture, IKEA, Amazon, sugar, gypsum. It'll have an impact on trade all along the East Coast and really will affect the whole nation. And this section of I-69 was the second busiest strategic roadway in the nation for hazardous material, for fuel, diesel, propane, gas, nitrogen, highly flammable materials, chemicals, and oversized cargo that cannot fit through tunnels. So now that supply chain is crippled. So that's another side effect of this. And so now they're looking at how to handle all this. So it's going to have a much bigger impact. And talking about the conspiratorial aspect of it, a lot of interesting things about Obama's production company that made that movie that actually shows the downing of the franchise. I mean, there's an image when a person is looking out their window in the movie, and they see an image of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I've been over that bridge. I used to live in Maryland, actually. And all crashed down. And then it starts with a major cell phone outage, which is something else that temporarily is interesting in our time. So, yeah, a lot of other things, too. So there's always some strange things going on. And then there's also this picture. If you're looking at deliveringthetruth.com, you won't see our faces on there, although maybe one day we'll be on there. But right now, I've just got the website. Go to deliveringthetruth.com where you can watch a live stream, and there's the Simpsons. There's a scene from The Simpsons showing an interesting
and pretty much everything that The Simpsons has ever had in their cartoons, it's kind of like foretelling. Whether or not that's a slap in the face to us, I don't know, or if, I don't know. You know, it's something. But you mentioned, and I have to find it, but you mentioned you know, hazardous materials and whatnot being transported through there. I guess I want to find it because I had it saved. But they were saying that there were supposedly explosive. Right. As soon as they come out with that video showing where it looks like the bridge was actually detonated, they come out with saying that, here it is, an elite Coast Guard unit is examining 13 centers for disease control containers aboard the vessel. Huh. Yeah, hazardous materials. So they're saying that a lot of it was hazardous materials on board. So something's really wrong with it. I hate to tell you, And that's not the only thing going on. There was like 1,600 airplanes across Europe that their GPSs were jammed since Sunday. There's things going on with Apple iPhones right now, security breaches. It's all over the place.
Yeah, the security breach on the iPhone is not patchable, by the way. So that's going to be an interesting situation to see how that plays out.
Yeah, yeah. They're telling you to download to your version of 17.4 if you're not downloaded with that yet. But who the hell knows? I don't believe anything anymore. I really have a hard time trusting anything, and absolutely not mainstream media. I mean, mainstream media within hours of people sharing that video of the bridge was already fact-checking things. Within hours, fact-checking it. In fact, they did it on our page where they were fact-checking the video. So if they're fact-checking something, then it's definitely worth looking into it. Here it is. I finally found it. It says, on the ship, authorities discovered 56 containers totaling 764 tons of hazardous materials. Yet the ship itself really didn't have any damage to it. Kind of interesting. And when you look at that video, the power goes out once. Okay? It's in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning. You know, some people go, oh, if they really, you know, if they wanted to be sabotaged, they'd have done it during the day. Well, during the day, a lot of people would have seen it, right? I mean, there definitely would have been more mass casualties if it would have been during the day of people on the bridge. But, you know, it's dark out, right? So the lights go out, then it gets dark, then they flicker back on, and then all of a sudden the smoke starts coming out of the back of the engine. Now, they were saying that was because the guy was trying to put it in reverse. But look, with today's technology, these ships, they've got backup systems if their backup system doesn't back up. There isn't just one, you know, one thing taking care of that, I guess, for a better word is what I want to say. So something went really wrong, or something actually did not go wrong at all. And that was the way that they intended it.
Yeah, this is, you know, the thing about trying to put, you know, all the smoke is coming because he tried to back up. The captain of the ship would know that there's no way that with the distance and the inertia, because of the weight that is on the ship, that you're going to just reverse it. You know, it's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, you might be able, you might want to buffer the impact a little bit if you want, but really it would seem to me, and I'm not a captain, but it would seem to me that trying to change the direction, but yet the direction was so perfectly wrong, it's really bizarre. And from some of the videos I've seen, I mean, you can see fire coming out where the bridge breaks apart. And it looks like explosions.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos.
That's exactly what I was talking about. Mm-hmm.
Right, just to be intelligent about this whole thing. I don't, you know, I kind of like to be skeptical about things at first, but I know I'm like you. I don't, you know, I don't believe anything in media anymore at all. You cannot. I've seen them lie firsthand over and over and over. 25 years ago, they were doing the same thing they do today. It's just they got away with it then. But one of the things that I would say is that when you see those, when you see some of the little explosions coming from where the bridge is coming apart, what we would need to look at, just to be intelligent about it, I'm not saying one thing or the other because we don't have that inside information about what's going through, but were there high voltage wires going through the bridge? Was there a gas line? I doubt there's a gas line, but, you know, I don't think you would run a gas line through a bridge. I don't know, but I think an engineer would probably be able to tell us that probably doesn't happen. But was there high voltage lines, and that was that part of the arcing? Was that part of what we were seeing? And if not, then what on earth was it? You know, so
what was it?
It's much, much too pronounced just to say that's metal against metal. You would expect to maybe see sparking, but something like that, if you look at the scale, you know, you're looking at it from a distance away, that was huge. I mean, that's bigger than cars, you know. So, look at the scale of the flames coming up. And either we've got a real high voltage line that's being broken and having some initial sparks that it is putting out, or some fire, because it looks like fire if you have the plasma that can come up from high voltage lines, if there we've been running through the bridge, and we don't know that. But if not,
yeah,
then whatever it was the size of many cars. It was very big.
And, you know, when you watch some of the videos, there wasn't a lot of cars on there, but I think that the cars that were on there, it's almost like they must have saw what was going to happen, because you could see them literally speeding up to try to get off of the bridge. You know, they had to have seen it, been like, oh, my God, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I mean, I personally myself, I don't like bridges because I told you I have vertigo all the time because of that problem with my ear. Bridges give me anxiety anyway. I mean, I literally get anxiety like watching this video. It's like, oh, my God. You know, can you imagine being on that thing? How horrifying.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Seeing the scale is when you watch the cars go by, look at how small the cars are, and it gives you a scale, how big the bridge really is. It's a big structure. You know, it looks like a toy
yeah.
in the distance, but it's not a toy. It's a big structure. And the cars are very small in comparison to it. So, yeah.
Definitely.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a massive bridge. I'm not sure why it's not coming up here. I'm on the website, and for some reason I'm not seeing the
And plus, while you're
oh,
looking for
is.
That,
okay.
if people want to come, I want to welcome people to go to deliveringthetruth.com on our website and go to the chat room and chip in some ideas and thoughts and questions or whatever you want. We've got a chat room there. If you have any problems with the chat room, please let us know. Let us know. But if it's working for you, then please, it's right down here. I'm showing it on the screen right now. But, yeah, any luck finding that?
Yeah, there's also a chat on Freedomizer Radio, and I was looking. I made the show up at the last minute because I had forgotten to do it, and I was looking at my spelling errors. I got to start worrying my readers.
Oh.
But, there's definitely, and now, you know, they're showing footage now of these, you know, there's a whole bunch of cargo ships that are just basically at a standstill, standing there. You know, they have nowhere to go. You know, so
yeah,
what are they going to do with all this?
Yeah, there's at least 10 that are stuck in the bay there. So, and there's one.
Yeah, what are they
going to
do with? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't just.
And the question is, what are they going
to
do with them? Are they going to reroute
like
them? What's that?
You can't just so people know, you can't just pull up to shore and have equipment to reroute that. You need to or unload a ship. You need special equipment, cranes. It's a very big operation,
yeah.
and you've got to have all the right equipment to unload a ship like that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and literally that's on the other side of the bridge, so they can't do anything. You know, that's where all the ports are, is on the other side of that bridge. Yeah, that's just beyond. So they're saying that it's going to take, and this is just a guesstimate, somewhere between 3 and 5 years to get this up and running again. And then what are they going to do with it? Are they going to make it a green energy bridge? Are they going to, I mean, there's conspiracies out there. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't like to be called a conspiracy theorist anymore because this shit's real. All my conspiracy theories that people have been making fun of me for years have all come true. So there is no conspiracy anymore. This is reality, people. And when you're, you know, I forgot what I was going to say about it. But anyway, 3 to 5 years, you know, to get this up and running, I mean, that's a substantial amount of time. And what are they going to do with all this stuff? Are they going to go, like, somewhere else to do this? I mean, are they going to go to Florida? Where are they going to? Are they going to go all the way around to the, you know, the Gulf of Mexico to take all of this stuff? How is this going to work now? Are they taking them to New York? I mean, there's been, you know, conspiracies out there that are saying that they're trying to make Baltimore, I guess a couple of weeks ago, they passed their 15-minute city guidelines for their 15-minute city. So is that their jump to make this a 15-minute city and, you know, you're not allowed to leave now? I mean, there's just a whole bunch of places that your mind could go with this.
Talking about what you said about conspiracies, I've done enough research to know that there's so many conspiracies. I mean, you can the best place to uncover conspiracies really is in law. If you look at the law versus what you're being told on television or in popular media, you will see a complete discrepancy because in the law it's in black and white. It's kind of like the IRS code. This is one of the first things I started researching many years ago. And I started seeing discrepancies in the law and in some court cases that completely contradict the fact that we're paying income taxes. And it's absolutely mm-hmm. astonishing. Like, what is the definition of the word income? That's a whole, you know, Brushbauer versus Erie Railroad and Eisner versus McCumber. If you guys want to look those cases up and read them, it is astonishing because it says that income is only a gain. The only definition, they're very explicit, the only definition for income under income tax law is a capital gain, a gain on a security that you buy or a commodity that you buy and you sell at a higher price. When you work for somebody mm-hmm. and you make money, that's not a gain. You're exchanging, it's a barter. You're exchanging your time for an equal amount of money that's worth the same amount of money for the work and the labor and your time. So there is no gain. Therefore, it's not income. Very explicit in these federal cases. But guess what? They'll never tell you that on television. And talking about conspiracy, if you're looking at DeliveringTheTruth.com right now, I've got this little Zero Hedge article up. The picture said, do you know the term conspiracy theorist was a term made popular by the CIA to stop criminal or critical thinkers from asking questions about the JFK assassination? And a memo called Countering Criticism of the Warren Report, which was part of the single bullet theory, the CIA set out to make the term conspiracy theorist weapon to be used against anyone who questioned the government's secret activities program. There's a great article in Global Skywatch about this. But that's what it's about. It's really about countering the public asking questions. Why would anyone but conspirators want to hush conspiracy theories or information regarding conspiracies? The people who don't want that information to come out is who? The conspirators themselves, who incidentally own and control the news media and many other big things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, and people that don't, you know, oh, it's another conspiracy. Those are the people that don't want to look. You know, they don't want to know. They don't want to see. I don't want to know, you know, I'm good with my life. I'm good with my smartphone. I'm good as long as I have my, you know, my weed and my football game or whatever it is. I don't want to know about anything else that's going on. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't just affect the people that are conspiracy theorists, right? It's going to affect everybody, whether you believe it or not. So, I mean,
it is. It's
I didn't
going to affect
nothing.
Everybody soon.
I didn't know anything. What? I didn't. Yeah. I was just saying, I didn't know anything, much of anything 15 years ago. You know, I was wrapped up in all the world and TV and doing all that stuff until I got into this, thanks to it. I always mention my girlfriend, Catherine, thanks to her. Yeah, I said to her not that long ago, I said, I wish I would have never met you sometime. Honest to God, you know. She's like, but look at you now. You know, you got a radio show and all these groups that you handle and, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, that's what we need is people to, you know, spread the word and, you know, people to learn. But it's, yeah, I'll tell you.
What are your thoughts on Kate Middleton?
Oh, well, I mean, there were videos of her and posts that she had made about her having that she had the jabs. So, personally, myself, I think it's a turbo cancer. I could be wrong, but I don't know. Or maybe they, I don't know. I mean, when you look at, like, Princess Diana knew about what was going on. You know, they offed her, just like they offed Kennedy. You know, she knew about the human trafficking ring. She knew about the truth with the royal family and, you know, the Vatican and all that. She knew about all that. And, of course, that didn't come out until years later. But, you know, they killed her, too.
Yeah.
So, my opinion.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Just to go the easy route, I'll just go the easy route with it and say, I think that, you know, think she had the jabs. She's young. What is she, in her 30s? She's not old. 30s, 40s? I don't know how old she is, but she's not old.
Okay. Well, I'll go. I take a deeper conspiratorial view about it after. Here's the thing, is that they're giving her what is called preventative chemotherapy, which in this article is better known as adjuvant therapy. So here's what it is. We're living in a time, and it's coming out thanks to alternative media, that cancers are exploding. And the cancers, this explosion of cancers correlates with a jab. All of us who have been watching Ed Dowd, who have been watching or listening to Steve Kirsch, who have been watching Anna McKelcha, who have been watching, listening to all the other alternative news sources that are putting real research out there, not the fake garbage that you're watching on mainstream news, which is absolute garbage. We know, in fact, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who we knew, our company, we were one of the first companies to distribute her materials back in the, early... what was it? I can't remember. It's like 20 years ago when she started producing materials. We were one of the first companies that contacted her, and we started distributing her, just like Russell Blaylock. I think we were the first company to distribute. Well, my company was the first company to distribute Russell Blaylock's DVDs. Anyway, she actually said before it happened, she said there will be massive outbreaks of cancer because she knew. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, by the way, is in all likelihood, the most studied person in the world on the subject of vaccines. Thousands and thousands of hours doing pure in your face in the papers research on vaccines and the causes of disease that come from it. And she predicted this would happen before it happened. How did she do that? Because she understood the mechanism by which this works. She understood the parts of the immune system that fight cancer, which are being blocked by the jab. So now we're seeing this outbreak of cancer. I personally know people who are jabbed and now have cancer. I know of many influencers on YouTube or other media who were paid to push the jab, and they got it themselves, and they glorified it. And guess what? Now their live streams or their content they're producing is no longer about cooking or what are they doing with their life today, but it's about how their chemotherapy is going. So, So Dr. Tenpenny knew that there would be outbreaks of cancer. Now, coming to Kate Middleton, okay, they have to control the narrative. They have to make the world nothing. I'm not trying to be mean about the royals or anything like that, but the royals are perhaps the most privileged and among the richest people out of a handful of people on the planet. They have access to the best information. They probably produce most of it. All the media speaks of them the way they want it to be, even if it's a little disfavorable to make media look like it's being indifferent or not being showing favoritism. I think this has to be that. Is it just a coincidence that in this time, first of all, I don't think she would have gotten a jab. There is no way that she would ever have been jabbed. They know. They know better. How they're connected with the program or anything, I can't say because I don't have direct information. There are people some people here and there, but there's nothing really solid about the production or the distribution of it. But to say that she actually would have gotten gene editing material injected into her, that never would have happened, in my opinion. It's just absolutely, they know things. They are at the very top of the heap, okay? So why are they doing this preventative chemotherapy? If you're looking at deliveringthetruth.com, you can see a page up on USA Today that says, what is preventative chemotherapy? It's talking about Kate's preventative chemotherapy. Because, number one, they can make the royals look like the rest of us. Hey, you know, they're just like us, and they go through. Now, again, I'm not putting down the royals. That's a whole other discussion for another time. But they want to normalize themselves and make them look like, hey, they're just regular people. But the bigger thing that they want to do is they need to normalize, and they want people to follow the idea of getting chemotherapy. They want to normalize it and make it look like this is something that people should be doing. They want to make the first thing is she never would have gotten jabbed, and the second thing is she never would have received chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is the least effective, most damaging thing that you can do for cancer, in the opinion of the most knowledgeable, bright, and successful people that I've ever known. The people who I know, the vast majority of people I know who overcame cancer, with maybe one or two exceptions, never did chemotherapy. They did it completely differently.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The idea that Aurora would inject themselves.
That wouldn't even be on the table.
Exactly.
That wouldn't even be on the table.
The idea that Aurora, with the knowledge and the resources that they have, they would never do chemotherapy. So this story,
I absolutely think their family,
100% propaganda.
Yeah, could be. It's a good point because, normalize cancer now. It's normal. That's a good point, Russ.
Yeah.
Never thought of it that way. Honestly, yeah, that is very true because, in the royal family, they promoted for years that they use alternative care. They were into the homeopathy and into the herbs and all that kind of stuff. That's very big over there. Not like here where they regulate everything, no. Their hands and everything. But, good point. Could be.
Yeah, now it's not, and they're not just pushing chemotherapy, but they're pushing what they call, look at this new word. Has anybody heard of this before? In USA Today, go to Delivering the Truth and look at the live stream that I'm showing you there. What is chemo prevention? Chemo prevention is sometimes recommended for people who face a high risk for developing cancer. So now they're beginning to push the idea that, hey, you should just go on chemotherapy as a preventative.
Just like the COVID vaccine was a preventative, yeah?
There are no words.
I have
nothing more to say about that. It is insane.
It is.
Yeah.
But, chemotherapy is also one of the biggest money makers that there is. So.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, these big cancer centers, blah, 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 they are good for diagnostic reasons. But anything else beyond that, no. No.
Yeah, if you look at the royal family, what do they eat? I've seen shows where they talk about they eat fresh fish from their pristine freshwater streams in Scotland that they have direct access to. They have huge gardens where everything is organically grown, the most pristine food, the most absolute pure vegetables, the most pure sources of protein. Everything is absolutely pristine. And the idea that that these people who know exactly what's going on in the world better than anybody have more resources, more access to information than anybody, never would they do chemotherapy and never would they have gotten a jab. This is all part of a campaign to condition the public, to soften the idea and to take advantage of this outbreak of cancer to normalize it and buffer it and to try to make more money. Go get your preventative chemotherapy. That's all it is, in my opinion.
I just can't. But, it's speaking of, normalizing stuff and, how the mask works so normal and, having a COVID vaccine passport was so normal, blah, blah, blah. Well, I have to go in for surgery on Wednesday. And I got this email from these people from this center, and they're like, it's a general email. It's probably copy and pasted to everybody. And they say, you got to wear your mask. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not wearing a mask. When I went there for my visit, I didn't wear a mask. I was probably the only one in that whole place that didn't have a mask on, maybe aside from one or two other people. Nobody said a word to me. And there's a spot in there that says, if you've had your COVID vaccine, be sure to upload it to your portal. And if you haven't, please call the office. Right? So I call the office. I'm like, this is going to be fun. And I said, this is to be documented on my chart now. I go, I will not now ever have or will have not COVID vaccine, but any vaccine ever. I said, so that's to be noted in my chart. I said, I told her I was medically exempt from one. And she was like, oh, well, no, we don't require, you know, COVID vaccines to have any type of procedures. And I'm like, well, that's good. And I said, you are also not allowed to give me anything, medication or otherwise, without my permission. I don't care if I'm under anesthesia or not. You're not allowed to just do any of that. He's like, well, we wouldn't do that. She was real nice. I think she was kind of like, this is weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think she was thinking, this is definitely the interesting conversation of the morning. But she was real nice, you know. She said, all right, yeah, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. I'm like, no, it shouldn't be a problem. So, I mean,
well, that's
still,
good. I mean, you have to be
pushing.
Explicit because in a lot of cases they do inject people against their will without their knowledge. If you don't have protection, legal protection in place, then they can get away with an awful lot. And I've heard a lot of horror stories. I know somebody, wonderful, sweet person who actually got remdesivir and has been suffering ever since they got it with kidney problems. They're,
uh-huh.
they're recovering. They're making a long, slow recovery because remdesivir, which is the only medication that they were allowed to treat COVID with, which Fauci mandated, that was the only treatment that they could give. Fauci did this. They had this study that Fauci knew about because he quoted from the study, actually used it as the reason that he believed it was safe, was the very same study that said they had to shut the study down because about 54% of the people died. This is, you have to shut the study down when you have people die. And this is 50, this is
right.
unbelievable. But anyway, yeah, you need protection in place. You need protection in place. Yeah, and there's a couple things, you know, at some time, I just want to tell everybody, if it's okay with you, boss, in a few minutes in the show, I'd love to talk a little bit about chemtrails, too, because I want to clear up, there's a lot of confusion about chemtrails, and I'd like to just clear up a couple things, but I can get to that in a little,
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, so. We'll do that after the commercial because we have to go to a commercial.
Okay. All right.
Delivering the truth, exposing the lies. We will be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
You know what I think we should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on freedomizerradio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
You there, Russ?
We're back. I'm here.
Right. So, yeah, the chemtrails. Obviously, you know, there's been some buzz with the different states that are trying to pass regulation to ban geoengineering. So why don't you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I'd love to. Can I get to that in a minute? I got a couple things I'd love to run by you real quick.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay? Yeah. And for those who, we'll get to it in a minute. But for those who want to watch our video live, go to deliveringthetruth.com. The chat room there, please join in the chat. Ask questions. We'd love to hear from you there, too. But a couple little quick things. These are not big deal things, but let me put this up on the screen if you're watching the video. If you haven't heard of Sasha Latipova, please check her out. She's got a Substack, which is one of the best. She's one of the best and most important researchers of our time. So just a couple quick things of news that I think people should be aware of. Moderna is building manufacturing facilities in many countries, much more capacity than they had for COVID shots. So here is the title of the story. Moderna is substantially expanding manufacturing capacity despite low demand for their vaccines. Okay? So the most likely next product to reach market for is FluVax, and they are planning it for coming fall of 2024. However, this manufacturing expansion is too large for all of it. For all of it is just for the flu product. Considering that COVID vaccine boosters were only about a 20% uptake. So anyway, Sasha goes on to talk about what's going on. So it's interesting that they're expanding their manufacturing. Moderna is expanding their manufacturing facilities despite the fact that the mRNA demands are very, very low. So it seems that she finishes the story by saying it seems that they're building these facilities in anticipation. There are no new products approved except the COVID vax, which is questionable at best. And I think at best would be definitely the right way to put it because it's more than questionable. It's actually causing people, some estimates, there are over 10 million people who have died as a result of it. And those are hard statistics coming from researchers. And this is what you will not hear on the nightly news. So final sentence, they are also building capacity for personalized vaccine treatment for a cancer gene therapy product. Listen to that. One of the things that said that the BRCA gene was going to be causing people a lot of problems, a lot of cancer problems, because Dr. Tenpenny, as I was talking about earlier, actually said that the part of the human immune system that actually fights the cancer that is caused by the BRCA mutation is going to be the one that suffers because of the jab, and therefore you're going to see many different types, including that type of cancer. So anyway, very interesting that Moderna is expanding capacity, even though demand is low. So that's fun.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. One other thing I could cover real quick.
They got to try to keep the narrative going somehow.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose that narrative.
Absolutely, and here's another thing. I had a graphic on here. Here it is. Here's the graphic. Okay, Oregon is shutting down farms, even if you're little tiny farms. The redefinition of a CIFO, CAFO. Now, what a CAFO is it's let me just read this. If you're looking at the screen, the deliveringthetruth.com, it says the state of Oregon defines CAFOs as the concentrated feeding or holding of animals or poultry, including but not limited to horse, cattle, sheep, or swine feeding areas, dairy confinement areas, and poultry and egg production facilities where the surface, this means the surface of the ground, has been prepared with concrete, rock, or fibrous material. So that's what a CAFO is. So what they're doing in Oregon is they're passing laws saying that if you have a CAFO, or by redefining what a CAFO is, they're now applying industrial scale regulations to gardeners and people with one or two, with a couple cows or chickens. So the redefinition of CAFOs are shutting down small farms by requiring massive upgrades, which are price prohibitive. So these little companies in this video that on YANASA TV talks about this, by redefining what a CAFO is, these people don't have the $100,000 it takes to meet the water usage requirements or the water regulations that that are being imposed on them because of the clever redefinition of CAFOs, of the circus of where they process their eggs or where the chickens roost or whatever it is. It doesn't matter how small you are. This affects small dairy farmers, egg, and egg producers, et cetera. Wells, here's another thing. Wells are considered public. Gardeners are required to have a permit to use their own wells, and I think it's if they have a CAFO on the property. So if you have an area that's prepared for livestock, like a place where your roosters go or your chickens go, or a place where you shear your sheep, and you prepared the ground, like you put concrete down or you have rock or something, now you are being regulated with a whole new set of regulations that will make your farm financially infeasible because of all these regulations. So they're basically shutting down small farms in Oregon by this clever little trick of redefining CAFOs. For those who are interested, check it out. It's on UNASA TV on YouTube. And it's another attack on our personal ability to grow and sustain ourselves. What do you think?
Well, of course, they don't want us to be able to grow food. They control the food supply. You can't grow your own food. Then what are you going to do, live off your half of a protein bar for that week?
Right. And it also shuts down small industry. They don't like small business. Small business has traditionally been about 50% of the business in the United States for years. But now that they've been attacking it, that is shrinking dramatically. Small business is suffering, big business is growing. And why do they like that? Because small business is the competition to the big business. So they don't like small business because it takes away their money.
And not only that, they can, you know, they can't have their hands in as, you know, somebody's paying you cash. You know, I'm just going to do that off the books. They don't want any of that either. You know, they don't want cash, period. You know, it's easy for them to trace, you know, anything that's not cash. So, the whole food supply thing, boy, I'll tell you, this. Oh, man, it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And the cost, I mean, the cost of stuff, it's every time you go into the store, goes up again, you know, 20 cents, 30 cents. I mean, I was buying these bags of peanuts at one time when I was feeding birds, and they were like $7.99 on Amazon. They're $15.99 now. That's double the cost. I'm like, man, crazy. How do they expect people to survive? So are we all buying less? Definitely. I haven't skimped on the quality of what I buy, and I won't. But do I buy less? Absolutely. Absolutely buy less. But, you know, we could all live a lot longer, I guess. I mean, intermittent fasting actually pretty good for you. So, I don't know.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But, no, I hear what you're saying. But I mean, this is all part of the removal of personal sovereignty and our personal rights and our personal access to healthy foods and practices and just tearing it all down. And it's all of it is immoral. And it should be illegal. I think any law that is immoral should be immediately declared illegal. It should be declared null and void. That's the way it should
be. That would be a lot of them nowadays.
Yeah, that would be a whole lot of them.
That would be
a whole lot of them.
Yeah, it would be a lot of them nowadays. I mean, think about the food supply in general in this country. There's so many countries out there that don't allow GMOs in their food. Here, I mean, if you're in the center aisles of a grocery store, and nowadays, even not even just in the center aisles, but you're getting, more than likely, you are getting genetically modified food, period. That's what you're getting. And, you know, I help run a group that's called Bioengineered something or other. It's got about 7,000 people in it. And it's just strictly about people posting when they find foods that are genetically modified. You know, and a lot of these people in this are new, you know, to this whole thing, to this whole genetically modified stuff. And a lot of them join saying, you know, I'm joining because I had no idea. I had no idea that this was even happening. And so, again, another way to spread awareness is, you know, as to what's going on. Because a lot of people don't know that the food supply is very tainted, unfortunately.
Yeah, and all the corruption that people are allowing because the mass of the public is not getting involved in fighting corruption, we're all going to suffer. We're going to suffer greatly, and it's coming down pretty quickly, and I don't want that. Nobody wants the suffering, but it's what's going to happen because people are not involved, and it's very sad to see. But there's one other thing. Here's a short little clip. I just wanted to share this with people about health. It's bifidobacteria. You've heard of like Bifidophilus, and there's other bacteria types that are very beneficial. And in fact, let me just pull something up here real quick. Now I can't get this on the. Okay. Well, there it is. Okay. Yeah, first of all, some interesting information came out during the whole corona fiasco, and just very interesting. This was all suppressed information. This has also been released in a video. A very prominent researcher has come out with this information saying this. This was censored all during the whole COVID event. Bifidophilus bacteria, it's a beneficial bacteria that you have in your intestines, in your stomach, and it's present in newborns, and it's very, very important. It helps you digest food. It helps you assimilate minerals, and it's a big part of your immune system. It's considered a very helpful for your immune system, very, very important. And what's really interesting is that newborns have a lot of this, and they found this, that a couple little tips, this is short, that you can increase the Bifidophilus and the Bifidi bacteria by taking vitamin C. Vitamin C actually increases it in your gut. Second thing they found, this is a research, came out that ivermectin actually increases the bifidobacteria. Here's some of the interesting things that came out. The mRNA vaccines kill bifidobacteria. And this is one of the patterns that these researchers found, is that people who got vaccinated had a huge die-off of the bifidobacteria. And then what happened?
Sure.
Right. And what kind of people do you find these greatly reduced amounts of bifidobacteria? And these are people who have Crohn's disease, Lyme disease, invasive cancers, and other conditions. The bifidobacteria is greatly reduced. So just something that's really important to keep in mind. And it's very interesting that the mRNA vaccine was found to actually destroy it in your gut.
I believe it. I'm taking pretty high doses of ivermectin right now, and fenbend, which has been shown to fenbend is a anti-parasitic for dogs, but it's been shown to actually, you know, go after cancer in humans. And, of course, that's another thing that they hid in mainstream media. But, I take a really good probiotic. It's a refrigerated one. It's called HMF powder. It's very expensive, but it really, really, you get what you pay for when it comes to probiotics and taking those. But everybody, the whole world should basically be on probiotics with the food supply, you know. And I don't want to hear when people say, oh, I eat yogurt. You are getting nothing from yogurt. You're actually killing your good bacteria by eating dairy. Dairy is like the worst source of not only calcium, but that stuff is heated and pasteurized. So don't fall for the whole, oh, I'm eating yogurt thing. Yeah, that doesn't do anything. So, unless you're eating raw milk or raw yogurt, nothing's happening there with the yogurt that you're getting, like Yoplait yogurt. Stop it.
Yeah, it's very interesting how hard it is to get raw milk. They've got states that where you can't get raw milk, and they blame it on the threat or the danger of viruses. And it's amazing that the incredible benefits that raw milk has in it, your immune system and the nutrients and the colostrum and beta-glucans and all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. And seen a lot of studies on it. And I know a lot of people try to downplay it, or they try to have negative, they come out with these negative thoughts on it. But it's like really the preponderance of research that I've seen, good research, a lot of bad research out there, and you have to parse through what's good and bad. But milk, you know, raw milk, why is it regulated so heavily or so hard to get? And I think it all plays into this. It's part of helping your whole gut system and has great benefits. And I understand the arguments against it, but I think the arguments for it are very, very strong. But anyway, but eventually I want to talk about this whole anti-geoengineering legislation that's going on in several states, Tennessee and New Hampshire and stuff like this. New Hampshire actually did this a while ago. But we don't have to talk now. Let me toss the ball to you. If there's anything you want to go over, I don't want to take the ball, but go for it. Anything you want to cover?
No. Nope. I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's so much we could talk about. They have been spraying us like crazy, and we've had strange spray patterns here for the last few days. It hasn't been typical, but they have been spraying us hard. And before the last few days, it has been unbelievable. I am absolutely convinced that one of the biggest sources of sudden cardiac failure is chemtrails. They are spraying a substance that clearly rapidly depletes magnesium from your body and causes some people, not everybody, but it causes some people to have heart arrhythmia. And so if you're having heart arrhythmia that kind of comes and stays with you for a while, and then it goes away, and then it comes back, and you have no idea what it is, and you're trying to associate it with this and that, I believe there's a type of chemtrail that they're spraying that rapidly depletes magnesium and is causing a host of magnesium-related issues and heart issues, including arrhythmia and a bunch of other things that go with it. The fatigue also that goes along with it. But they have been spraying us so hard, and there's a lot of talk about geoengineering, anti-geoengineering legislation. I think we need to really understand what's going on here. But before I even get into that, I'd like to just explain to people that the whole subject of chemtrails is much more complicated than a lot of people think. Because a lot of people will look up in the sky and they will see commercial jets leaving trails. And then if you go look at all the disinformation, there are people out there and news sources and the EPA are trying to push this idea that the sky has been covered with chemtrails forever, which is an absolute lie. I'm old enough to know. I used to collect pictures and watch the sky all my life. Used to fly every year. Always been an avid sky watcher, collecting pictures for years, collected thousands of photos and pictures, and I used to take tons and tons of pictures, boxes and boxes of pictures. No chemtrails. They didn't cover the sky. I'd never even seen anything like it in my life. Yes, there were times in isolated areas where you can see spraying going back 20, 30, 40 years. You know, you can find, oh, there's a trail there, or there's something here, or there's something that looks like fallout. But I believe those were early experiments. And we know, we have, in fact, let me see if I can pull some of it up on the screen. We know that the government did secret spraying, and it's come out in certain isolated areas over time a long time ago. And here it is. Let me pull it up on the screen. This is on the Global Skywatch website. Historical examples of secret biological testing on citizens. So here they tested on St. Louis. This is secret. They don't tell you. They're spraying poisons and biologics on you and people in St. Louis. Open air germ warfare, you know, between 1949 and 1969. This has been going on a long time ago. New York City, Key West, Florida, Panama City, Florida, San Francisco, and so on and so forth. Bacteria sprayed in Manhattan, San Francisco, and dozens of other cities. All kinds of video we have here. E. coli sprayed in the UK, and so on and so forth. It just goes on and on. So this kind of testing has been going on for a long time. So when you see commercial jets covering the sky and you hear people saying, oh, this is, or you hear the EPA or other people saying, this guy's been covered for so long, and it has not been covered. This is a relatively new phenomenon for the young people out there who think that this is normal, it is not normal. Now, let me say some very important things that I hope nobody ever forgets. I can smell and taste chemtrails dramatically, to the point where I have categorized them and I have written down all of the different types that I have experienced. When in a document I call My Chemtrail Story, I have a list of the types. I'm bringing it up on the Delivering the Truth website right now if you're watching the live stream. Here are all the types that I've detected over the years. And if you click on any one of them, like here's one that's very common, is the burnt electronics. A lot of people are smelling this. This is the newest type that's became very prevalent. Being somebody who smells and tastes them, I can tell you this. Don't ever forget this. Commercial jets are leaving trails. They didn't used to leave trails historically, but they began leaving trails at the same time military jets began producing trails. And this happened in mass between 1995 and 2005. In that 10-year period, that is when widespread spraying was introduced across the United States. It did happen in little isolated patches here and there before then, but that was when it went mainstream. The commercial jets, as somebody who can smell and taste this, the commercial jets do not produce odors except the odor of kerosene, which is essentially jet fuel. When I go near an airport, I can smell the kerosene from a mile away. When I'm starting to drive, I can smell it. Okay? Doesn't bother me, doesn't have any effect on me, nothing. The only jets that are leaving trails that have deleterious, severe health effects on all the people that I've seen, changes their mood, their energy, gives them digestive problems, headache, fatigue, heart arrhythmia, low magnesium issues, low potassium issues, all kinds of issues. These jets, the only jets that leave trails that produce those symptoms are military jets. Don't ever forget that I said this. And I want the public to think, if you're listening to this, do you not think the public would figure out that something was wrong if they started releasing substances on the public using military jets, but commercial jets that use the same engines, the same Rolls-Royce, the same GE, the other companies that make engines, they use the same engines, but don't produce trails? If you saw commercial jets not producing trails, but military jets producing trails, because you can tell, you can trace them and look and see which jets in the sky are military and which ones are commercial, you would have hard evidence that something is different. So don't you think that they had to make commercial jets begin to produce trails at the same time military jets began spraying and releasing these substances that produce strong odors and horrific symptoms across the United States and around the world? It had to be done together. This is very important for people to understand. Okay? The commercial jets do not have odors. When I go near an airport, there is no increase in odors or symptoms. The air, the stuff that is in the air at the time in that area is the same. It is not concentrated near airports. But when military jets fly over us, and I have tracked this for years. I've done about 3 years of continuous time lapse. 3 years. Unbelievable number of photographs I assembled into hours of time lapse footage of the spraying. They are military jets only that produce bad health symptoms. The commercial jets do not. The testing the EPA has been doing to talk about the contrail problem is on commercial jets, and they are releasing parts per billion, which are tiny amounts of metals like strontium, barium, aluminum, other things that you will find in petroleum products or kerosene. So naturally, you're going to find tiny, tiny amounts. These tiny amounts cannot account for the orders of magnitude greater amounts that we're finding in rainwater, soil, and snow samples across the United States. orders of magnitude greater. It doesn't make any scientific sense whatsoever. The commercial jets cannot be producing this quantity of fallout. But based on the smell and taste, it is the military jets only that have substances that are being dispersed that cause the burning sinuses, the horrible flavors, and all of the symptoms. So I hope everybody understands that. If they didn't do something to the fuel intentionally, not for the purpose of controlling global warming, which is fake, which is another big global lie, but for the purpose of fooling the public into believing that high bypass turbofans produce trails naturally. They don't. Mm-hmm. You have to have it done intentionally. And so it's clear to me the only explanation when you look at the evidence and when you realize that the EPA and much of the history that they're producing where they claim the skies have been covered, you know, for 40 years with trails, it's been saturated. No, they weren't. That's an absolute lie. But when they claim that commercial jets are producing, you know, can the engines from these jets can produce these things without any funny business going on, without anything special going on in the fuels, they're lying because they don't naturally do that. Historically, they did not do that. That's part one of what I wanted to say, and I apologize I'm going on so long. I know I'm really going on about this. But that's something
people get confused.
People get confused because there's a group of people who are focusing on, you know, contrails from commercial jets and trails from military jets, but they're two completely different things. The amount of metals and material coming out of commercial jets is minuscule and cannot account for the enormous amounts of toxic metals that we're finding in the air, water, soil, snow. Cannot account for it at all, not even close. Orders of magnitude difference. And that's the first part of what I wanted to say. So understand that people watching the sky, if they saw military jets leaving trails and commercial jets not leaving trails, it would blow this whole program wide open because that would be hard evidence because these two types of jets use the same engines. That would be hard evidence that something nefarious is going on. People would wonder. So they had to make all of them produce trails. And they had to rewrite the textbooks, just like they did for high school and school kids. They have all kinds of propaganda written in the textbooks. Well, they also rewrote aircraft mechanic books. So aircraft mechanics in their textbooks are being told that these engines naturally produce contrails. Of course they have to. They have to. They have to re-educate everybody into thinking that this is normal in order to get away with it. So that's part one. That's the first part of what I wanted to cover relating to this program so that people understand that there's more to this than just looking at commercial jets. The commercial jets are not the ones that are causing the fatigue and the headaches and the heartache. I know because I react to them. And it's not the commercial jets that cause me the problems, and the commercial jets do not produce the odors and the taste, the horrible odors and taste in the air. It's the military jets that do that. And that's very important to understand. There's two different things going on, not to mention the weather modification, which is a whole other thing. But those also are not military jets, or not commercial jets. Those are also another group of jets. But I won't talk about that right now because I know we have limited time, and I don't mean to. To dominate this conversation. I apologize. I don't mean to. But
no, you're not.
Look. Is that okay?
You know,
is that okay, boss?
You're far more versed in the chemtrails than I am. So, and I'm already learning from you. So, I bring it on.
All right. I appreciate that. Well, here's the last part of what I'd love to cover. If you're going to deliveringthetruth.com, I've got this up. I want to read really quickly through this article so that you understand about anti-geoengineering legislation. First of all, let me just say right up front, the legislation that they're proposing is full of holes. And what people want you to believe is they're full of holes because there's some kind of strong lobby behind there that's making it full of holes where they're saying you can't spray these toxic things on the public. I'm just going to give you a real quick overview because we only got 15 minutes left. you can't spray these things unless it's for this purpose, this person, this purpose, or this purpose. Well, all of those purposes are loopholes. So they want you to think that those loopholes are put in there because there's some nefarious thing because the weather, the geoengineers really don't want this or whatever. So these loopholes have been put in there. I'm going to propose the real reason for the loopholes is to do two things. Drag feet on real legislation to kick the can down the road and to delay any real legislation coming out, which wouldn't be effective anyway. But they want to keep the public distracted with this while they spray with military jets. They want you to keep looking at all the commercial jet trails, which are being produced by something they're adding to them, of course, obviously, because commercial jets never have historically produced until that 10-year period. Before that 10-year period, it didn't happen. So, okay, so let me try to be organized in saying this. Obviously, they needed to make both types of jets do this. This legislation has holes in it, but the real reason it has holes in it is to kick the can down the road and delay and keep the public thinking and hoping, oh, they want to keep the public. This is why it's so nefarious, is the EPA and all those people who are following all this bogus research that says that these jet engines naturally produce contrails, quote unquote, are just trying to delay. I mean, it was how many years ago? 8 years ago? How many years ago? 10 years ago? Did there, I don't know. Eight years ago, the EPA originally had its hearings about this whole subject. And I said then, I said, this is going to go on and on and on, and nothing will change. And I said that even before the hearings took place, because I know how they play the game. And they play the public like a fiddle. So the loopholes are really in there because they want you to keep focusing on it. They want it to look nefarious, because then you'll keep fighting and focusing on it, thinking this is the issue. But that is not the issue, because no amount of state legislation is going to fix the military jet-produced trails. The commercial jet trails are not the ones causing the damage, the pains, the headaches, the nausea, and all of the problems. It's the military, not the commercial jets, that are causing the problems. So you can focus all day long. This is like a magic trick. They're distracting you. Look over here. Look at all the commercial jets. Look at this. That is not the issue. You're not going to cause those kind of direct plume-by-plume symptoms with 14, at most, 5 to 14 parts per billion of aluminum. You're never even going to know it. It'll take 10 years before you even can detect it with the most sensitive equipment in the soil. It's going to take a long time. So not only is the legislation that they are trying to put through full of holes, but no amount of legislation is going to stop the military jets, because the military jets are flying, number one, under secrecy. They're saying they're not doing it. They're denying there even is such a program, number one. And number two, they've already layered. They put layers of protection. So if you happen to pierce a layer, they've got another layer of protection already set up. And one layer of protection is that, first of all, they deny it's even happening. And if you pierce that somehow legally and you prove that it is happening, the next layer is already in place. They're telling the pilots that they're doing it as a matter of national security, because it's there to detect missile launches from enemies, which is a lie. They already can detect missile launches, number one. And number two, the quote-unquote enemies, Russia and China, are already controlled by the same people controlled in the United States. And most people don't realize it yet. But when you do, you realize that there's no need for such technology because you're controlling all the countries. So that's a whole other discussion. But whether or not you believe that, the idea that this is for missile launch technology is completely indefensible. So to finish off the last step of what I'd like to say is this. I put together this article to explain why is this really happening. And I would love people to take a look at it. It says anti-geoengineering legislation is only a globalist delay tactic. And the saying at the top says you can't stop the lawless by passing more laws. So they want the public to waste their time and energy fighting the EPA and fighting commercial jet plumes, while the military ones are the ones making people sick and doing the great damage, the terrible, terrible damage. So let me read part of this to you, if that's okay. It says, although emotionally I am an optimist at the core, I am a realist. As such, I must constantly put my emotions aside and deal with the truth, no matter how hard it may be. Many have heard about the legislation that is coming out against geoengineering in various states. As well-intentioned as it may be, this legislation will change only one thing. It will provide false hope for the population. This false hope will further delay good people from becoming actively involved in exposing the truth about the spraying. This is why the globalists allow it to pass. False hope is an effective and commonly used weapon used against the population. As long as a person, and hence the population at large, has hope, they are far less inclined to become actively involved in a cause. They will quickly defer to their personal appetites and desires rather than to add to their workload by being involved in a fight against evil. An example of the use of false hope against the population is the invented left-right paradigm. Globalist owned media constantly portrays a left against right fight so perfectly balanced that the left sometimes wins and the right sometimes wins. This construct is designed to control the majority of reasonably logical persons. It provides false hope when they win, and it provides an excuse for the descent into tyranny when they lose. Globalists want a descent into tyranny, but while doing this, they must convince the reasonably logical people that they are losing justly and fairly and democratically. This belief that the battle is sometimes lost democratically or justly causes the reasonably logical people to accept the loss and feel helpless to do anything about it. Since the globalists at this time in history control everything big, including elections and the flow of information, they're able to fabricate this balanced left-right battle. Since the globalists want a descent into tyranny, they write the script to have the right win just enough to keep them in a prolonged state of false hope. However, they make the left win more often and win more important battles so as to gradually caress the entire system into tyranny. This scheme keeps the whole of the population thinking either, one, they have won the battle, or two, they lost fair and square and therefore must accept it. Whichever side someone is on, they are deterred from being actively involved in the battle. Now back to the geoengineering bills. A very similar scheme is being used to keep the public uninvolved in this battle. This scheme also provides false hope to keep the public uninvolved in any effective solutions. The globalists introduce a bill to stop geoengineering. The informed portion of the public, those who know JET are intentionally releasing toxic substances on the population, believe such a bill will stop chemtrails. Since this portion of the public, the informed, believe progress is being made in the battle against the spraying, they delay becoming actively involved. So there you have it, mission accomplished. The informed have excused themselves from this battle because they believe the solution is on the way. The globalists have won the battle. They have effectively continued daily spraying the public while they allow an anti-geoengineering bill to slowly creep through the legislature to give the public just enough false hope to prevent them from getting actively involved. But it gets worse. Mm-hmm. These bills, when finally passed, will do nothing to stop the spraying. Because the spraying is wholly denied by the military and because the spraying is categorized internally as a secret program for national security, it will not be stopped by this legislation. Even if all 50 states pass anti-geoengineering bills, the spraying will continue. The information about national security has been provided by recent whistleblowers. Now, this is where I already talked about this, so let me jump ahead. Furthermore, the globes control the U.S. regulatory agencies, so on and so forth. We all know that. Those who have discovered that the globes have long since seized control of the nations know the depths of the deception that are being perpetrated upon the entire world at this time in history. The globes' own media go to great lengths. They weave intricate stories to keep some believing that the nations there are acting on their own. These stories utilize the same sophisticated propaganda techniques and neurolinguistic technology that keeps many from believing U.S. regulatory agents are captured. So anyway, it goes on a little bit longer, and I hope people, I know we're a little short on time. It goes on for a couple more minutes of reading. But the other thing that I want to say to people, I hope you'll go to Global Skywatch and read this article. You can find the link here at the top. No, you can't. There's not a short link there, unfortunately, but I'll have to create one. Maybe I'll put one in the description of this video. In fact, I will. what's going to happen is they are now, in the last several months, they are coming out with jets that produce no trails, military jets that fly the same paths, that produce the same taste, smell, and symptoms, but they are producing absolutely no visible trail. So what they will eventually do, I think, and this is what people need to be aware of, and I'll wrap it up with this, that this is what I think the game is when they finally, it takes a while to implement this technology, so they're kicking the can down the road. When the technology is sufficiently implemented, they will allow bills to pass, then the majority of these jets that are leaving these trails will leave less and less trails and then no trails, and then the public will say, oh, it's done. We did it. We stopped geoengineering. While those like me who do smell and taste it and feel the effect will know it has not stopped at all. And the public will continue looking for the causes of their arrhythmias and their pain and their headaches and their heart attacks and their chronic illnesses, and they'll never, ever know or even consider that the spraying continues even though the trails are gone. In the area I live in, it used to look like a war zone 5 years ago. Every single day, 10, 20, 30, 40 trails in the sky at any given time. Today, you rarely see a trail. Maybe 5-6 days of the month you'll see some trails. But they're almost all gone in my area, and that will eventually come to your area. So just wanted to share that. Thank you for giving me this time, boss. Please go read the article that I will put a link to in the description of this video. That's it.
It's important. It's important. People need to know about it. They have to know about it. They got to know the truth about it, too. So all of our podcasts can be heard on deliveringthetruth.com, freedomizerradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, iHeart, Apple, and Rumble. Am I missing one? I don't think I'm missing one.
No, you're so smart. I think you got them all. You're brilliant.
I think I'm falling asleep. I'm tired. Oh, my gosh. It's like the whole last week.
Did I put you to sleep?
No. The whole week just smacked me in the face, I think. It's been a week, that's for sure. So we'll be back next week, God willing. We'll be back. So for those that celebrate Easter, happy Easter. And keep your eyes and ears open. And I think we're going to talk about the eclipse a little bit next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it's a very interesting thought. Yeah.
Some of the conspiracies that are coming out with that. So thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be sure that we put the link up on our Facebook page also for tonight's show. And, Russ, I'll be talking to you. I actually got a couple things I want to talk to you about, so I'm going to give you a ringer tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Have a good night. We will talk to you next week. Good night.
We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody.